We've all heard before, don't play with matches, because fire is dangerous. It's often hard to contain. It catches everything it touches on fire and can cause great destruction. But it also, used rightly, purifies, especially metal. It purifies metal. It can burn away disease and infection. It illuminates and it warms. And Christ employs this image of fire today in quite a dramatic fashion. He says, I've come to set the world on fire and how I wish it were already blazing. Of course, he's speaking, though, not of a literal fire, but the fire of his love. He wants to come and set the world on fire with love. But how is he going to accomplish this? How is he going to set the world on fire? Our first clue comes in the beginning of Luke's gospel. We hear John the Baptist say, I baptize with water, but the one coming after me, Jesus Christ, is going to baptize with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Christ then employs this kind of dual language of both fire and baptism again today, saying there is a baptism with which I must be baptized. It also might remind us of when he spoke to James and John when their mother comes to him and says, give the seats of honor to my sons. And he says, can you be baptized with the baptism with which I am to be baptized? Because this word baptism, it kind of has this connotation of plunging or going under. And it would have carried with it this idea of a death. So Christ is actually referring here to his death. He says, there is a baptism that I must undergo. He's foretelling them that there is a death that he must undertake. And it's obviously a difficult thing because he says, I'm in anguish until it's accomplished. So there's something powerful, there's something very difficult at work here in Christ's heart. But notice the manner in which Christ died and he suffered. As Hebrews exhorts us, consider the way that he hung upon the cross, despising its shame, looking forward to the joy that came after it. And we might consider how our Lord, who was true God and true man, who raised people from the dead, who gave sight to the blind, and performed all these miracles, we might consider how powerful he was. And the soldiers who mocked him and said, if you're the Son of God, come down from the cross, save yourself. Surely he could have. Surely Christ could have saved himself, could have come down and not endured this. So it wasn't the nails that held him to the cross. No, it was his love that held him there, because he willed to make this sacrifice for the forgiveness of our sins. He willed to stay on the cross so that we might know of the Father's love and so that our sins might be nailed there as well and that we might have the hope of rising with him while we partake in his death as well. This is the fire that he's talking about. This passionate, self-sacrificing love is that which he's going to set the world on fire with. Because this is a love that, when we come in contact with it, we can't help but be moved. We can't look up at the cross and just shrug. No, it's such a powerful thing that God would become a man, would suffer and would die, so that we might be forgiven of our sins and have a chance to live with God forever in heaven. Presented with that reality, that truth, it demands something of our lives. When that fire of his love, this passion that willed to do this for us, when that touches us, it burns in a certain sense. Because it shakes us out of our complacency. It shakes us out of our self-sufficiency and perhaps even our fear. Our fear of responding, our fear of giving our lives for someone else, of doing something for another and not for ourselves. Faced with that reality and that truth, we are called, we are set on fire to then make a response to it. But unfortunately, we know we don't always make that response because we are afraid of that fire. Because we know that it burns. We know that it burns away our sin, which can be painful. And so sometimes we turn away and we don't listen to the loudness, if you will, of the cross. We have the example in our first reading of Jeremiah. He is thrown in prison and accused for discouraging the people of the city. But what we didn't read today was that just before, the message that he actually brought that people were angry about is he said that if you don't leave this city, you will be destroyed. If you do not go out and meet your enemy, then they will overtake you. And they didn't like that. They didn't like that. They thought he was trying to discourage them. But this was the message that he had received from the Lord, the truth that he was then presenting to them. And they rejected it. And then he goes to the king, and he gives the same message, and the king also doesn't want to hear it. And so what happens in the end is that the city is taken and is destroyed, and most of the people are killed. Because they were afraid to listen to the truth. They were afraid to hear what Jeremiah was bringing to them from the Lord. But in contrast to that, we have the example of all of the saints in our history. We think of all of the martyrs throughout the history that gave their lives for Christ. All 12 of the apostles, save for John, were martyred. You have Perpetua and Felicity and all the countless others who were killed in the Colosseum at Rome. You have St. Thérèse of Lisieux, who from a young age just dedicated her life to Christ. We have all of these countless examples of saints who were captivated by the cross, captivated by the truth that was presented to them in Jesus Christ, who then went and did something radical with their lives, to the point of even dying for it. Now, the fire of Christ's love, it is dangerous in a way. It's not tame, but it is good, and it bears much fruit. How have we allowed that fire to set us on fire? How have we allowed ourselves to be set ablaze with that love of Christ? What areas of our hearts are still fearful of allowing that self-sacrifice of Christ's cross and the truth of his love to enter into our lives and transform us, to inspire us to do great things in our lives? This week, we might consider how and what ways we can allow Christ's love to enter more deeply into our lives. We might ask the Lord to open us up to that fire, to set us ablaze, so that we might go out and proclaim that same truth to the world and participate in setting the world on fire.